Well, to order the regular meeting for the Gillette City Planning Commission for July 9th, 2019. Our first order of business is the minutes from our May 28th, 2019 meeting and pre-meeting. Were there any corrections or additions or deletions that anyone noticed? Sensing none, can I get a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Commissioners, please vote.
Chairman Nelson, the motion to approve the minutes has passed with four yeas.
Thank you, Jill. We have one case this evening. It's case number 19.020Z. It's a zoning map amendment for Lot 1 of Betcher Subdivision. And Meredith, you're presenting the case tonight?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you.
The case number is 19.020Z, Zoning Map Amendment, Lot 1 with the Betcher Subdivision. The applicant and owner is Curtis J. Betcher et al., and the agent is Richard Doyle with Doyle Surveying, Inc. The owner is proposing to rezone 11.936 acres of land from C3 Business Services District to I-1 Light Industrial District. The property is located south of East Shoshone Avenue and west of Butler Spaith Road. The surrounding zoning to the property to the north is CO Office and Institution. To the east is I-1 Light Industrial. To the south is I-1 Light Industrial and C-1 General Commercial. And to the west is C-1 General Commercial. The owner is proposing to rezone and states the reasoning is in order to facilitate consistent development, this lot will be utilized by the same entity as the adjoining Lot 2, and both will be zoned I-1. The lot in reference, Lot 2, Betcher Subdivision, is currently owned by Curtis J. Betcher et al., and the proposed lot for rezone is stated to be vacant on the application. However, it's currently used to mine dirt for construction operations. The zoning request is not in accordance with the current comprehensive plan, as the future land use plan calls for multifamily residential. This zoning does meet the minimum size requirements for the I-1 Light Industrial District of 5 acres. Pursuant to Section 12 of the City's of Gillette's Zoning Ordinance, a zoning map amendment shall not be approved except to, number one, correct an obvious error, or two, recognize changing conditions in the city. The proposal to rezone 11.936 acres of land from C3 Business Services District to I-1 Light Industrial District recognizes the current use of the property. There are no case requirements, and staff recommends approval subject to all planning requirements.
Thank you, Meredith. Were there any calls in or visits to
your office? Chairman Nelson, we had two phone calls. Both were general inquiries after seeing the posted rezone sign. One had no objections. The other resident did say that they are opposed to the rezone.
Did they give a reason by any chance?
They said they were concerned with rezoning it to light industrial and what that opens it up to as far as permitted uses for the future.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone on the commission have questions for staff? Anyone in the audience wishing to address this case tonight?
Chairman Nelson, sorry. The tentative council date on this is July 16th, 2019, and it'll have to go for 3 readings.
Okay. All right. And with both of what it currently is zoned at and what they're asking for, all would require varying buffers depending upon what is zoned adjacent to it, correct?
Yes, sir, correct. And whatever development does occur on the property would require development plan, commercial site plan, and at that time we would review.
Review other things.
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking of the person that had some concerns that I don't know whether they're listening or not, whether that would help address any of their concerns or not. But no questions from commissioners? Sensing none, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
And thank you. And commissioners, please vote.
Chairman Nelson, the motion to approve case number 19020Z, zoning map amendment, lot 1, Betcher subdivision, passes with 4 yeas.
Thank you, Jill. Before I turn it over and ask whether we have old or new business, I'd like to welcome our new commissioner tonight, Ryan Conklin. Thank you for volunteering to serve with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, I don't know which one of you is going to. You've got the old and new business, too.
Yes, sir. new business, we will be having a meeting July 23rd. You'll be seeing a development plan that is actually going to be proposed to be on the property that you all just voted to rezone. The case number is 19.021DP. And, yes, we have a new commission member. That's the other new business.
Thank you. Anything else has in their mind? Adjourn the meeting.